What is going on, everybody who is tuning into this episode of the One Shot Podcast? It is your host with the absolute most, Mr. Ranks HTX, and we got a special guest today. It's been long overdue. I take the blame for this. I'll be very honest with you. But we have him here today, all right? He's the biggest E. I ain't talking Big Papa. The biggest E. All the other keys are lowercase in comparison to this E. We got Biggie in the building. Biggie, how you doing?
How's it going?
How you doing today, man? My day's going great. I feel great. Oh, by the way, to anybody who's tuning in, because we upload the video versions on Spotify. Anybody who's paying attention, I got a sign yesterday. I got a little sign yesterday. I have so much fun doing
looks
this.
Good. Like,
I'm addicted to doing this for some odd reason. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about Big E23 on most of the social platforms. So, for those of y'all that do not know, because I know, it's pretty simple if you think about it. But to anybody who does not know, because, you know what I'm saying, not everybody knows the backstory with Biggie, tell us real quick, what does your name Big E mean?
So, my name is Ethan, as my original name, and I've always got called Big E ever since I was, like, on the Pee Wee baseball team. And then, ever since then, I found 23, which was my grad year. So, this year, in, like, 3 days from now, but at the time you're watching this, so yeah, Biggie 23 is kind of put all this together, it makes sense, and it just syncs up perfectly.
You know, I just realized that's what the 23 stands for. I thought it was like some like Jordan type of thing, because you are originally, where are you from?
I'm originally from Russia.
That is a crazy fact. Now, this is up to you, but do you want to like dive into that specifically? Because when we hear Russia, we're like, Biggie's Russian? But like, this is up to you, dude. You want to like go into it at all? Because you mentioned it. I remember you told me this before.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If it's up to you, I'll say what I was, into it.
Well, a little bit. I'll go. So I was actually adopted when I was like 2. And then obviously I came to the US. So, and then what's it called? I was born over by Vladivostok, which is like this near the Sea of Japan. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's pretty much how it started. So.
Okay. You know what's so weird? I don't know if this is just because you told me afterwards. I'm starting to look now. You kind of look Russian. I don't know what it is. Like, you kind of look Russian. I don't know. Now I'm looking at you a little bit. I'm like, this is gonna sound racist, but I'm just gonna say, like, you don't look like flat out like full on Caucasian. I'm like, there was something there was something, but I didn't know what it was. I didn't exactly ask, but I'm like, okay, now I know. It's like, not to anybody listening, you know what I'm saying? My boy Biggie is Russian, you know what I'm saying? My boy Biggie is Russian, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you get on his nerves, he starts spitting Russian, he pull out an AK, not just playing, he doesn't play. No, I'm joking.
All right.
My boy Big E is with the piece. He is with the pieces, for sure. But currently, because I was about to say, you're not actually like exactly in Chicago, but somewhere in Illinois. So
yeah, central.
So I kind of thought it was like a Jordan reference ish, like a 23 type of thing, because I know like you're partially into sports, not fully into like basketball.
Well, a funny story. So I actually was number 23 when I used to play basketball. Like, I played number 23. So I was,
boy, you open.
I was number 23 in fifth grade. Travel basketball, won't forget it.
So. My boy was He was the GOAT from the get-go. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? GOAT from the get-go, you feel me? So,
guess so, yeah.
So, the one thing I do want to congratulate you on, because Mr. Big E, like he just said, his graduation year is the year 23. It is 2023. It is in May. I graduated from high school, and I know I graduated in May. So, my boy Big E is graduating high school. Got to get that one round of applause right quick. Are you excited? I know you're supposed to be excited, but like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody asks you this. Are you excited?
It's going to be, like, sad, but also exciting at the same time, because, like, I'm ready for the next chapter in life, and always there's new outcomes to that and new responsibilities. But at the same time, like, I still help with the school a lot. Like, I'll probably help film for the football team still, because I'm just, like, they want me there again.
Because
he's like that. Yeah, I guess so. I can't replace him.
Can't replace him. He's like that. He's the biggest E. There's no E bigger than Big E. Come on, bro.
But, yeah. I have a lot of like people I know within the school district, so I'll probably be there still quite a bit, but yeah.
Nice. Okay. Cause I was about to say, what is it called? Cause I know I started creating content in high school, but the thing was like all gaming content. And this was when gaming wasn't that crazy. So it was just like, you didn't see my face, you just heard my voice, and only like five people knew I made videos. Like,
yeah,
like out of everybody that I knew, only like five people knew I made videos, the people I played with and a few people that I was really cool with in high school. But the thing was, man, it's like, I gotta ask you, all right? Do you ever have any like kind of crazy encounters, like any like how do I say this? I don't want to say like a crazy encounter to where somebody's like, oh my gosh, have you ever had experience like that where somebody recognized you like in high school?
Yeah. So one day, like, I go only half a day for school, which obviously we can talk more about that later. But I was coming home from work because I work at the school district right now, but I'll be done July or end of June. So, but I was walking out and someone goes, I think I know you from TikTok. I think I've seen you on my TikTok and I'm following you. And I look, and he pulls up my page and he is. And I was like, I appreciate you. Hey, okay, that's crazy.
That's fire. That is fire.
He didn't even know my real name, which is funny.
Hey, but, so, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else calling you by your first name. He's that one guy saying, yo, Biggie. And then everybody's like, everybody's so confused by that. Nah, that's lit though. That's fire though.
It's cool.
So real quick, when it comes like in terms of like creating content, right? Give us like the whole. I want like the whole like Biggie timeline. Like where did we start from? When was like that first camera you had? When was the time when Biggie realized like I can start making content? What was like step one? Like step one for Biggie,
like,
when it came to
whenever I first started making videos, like or like the process of now. What
I would say essentially like what got you into doing it. So to speak.
Okay, so one day I got TikTok and I came across this streamer named Jakes. Obviously, he doesn't stream anymore, sadly. Damn. But I still watch him whenever he does go live, but it's not as much. But so I was watching his page and he had like a super cool setup, and I mean, he sounded like me at first. It's kind of funny, and so I started watching his videos because he had like these all like Core RGB, and I wanted to like build a PlayStation setup at the time. Okay. And I was like, I can get some cool like lights for my room. And I just kept watching his videos and I started editing, and that's kind of how I got my first PC, and it all went up from there.
Okay, so like we talking, you went from sort of like the PlayStation setup with like lights and like, well, what was like the first thing you bought for that setup specifically? That you can remember.
I bought a RGB strip for the back of my TV and put in my room.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. When you get those lights, like everybody sees the LEDs in my lights. I'm not gonna lie, I was very happy when I got these lights. I don't know what it was. Like, you can't even sleep. Mm-hmm. You just turn them on randomly at night and you're just like, yeah, I got lights in my room. But no, okay, yeah. So we started with lights and then but what was the point where you started realizing, like, okay, wait, I could make, like, videos into this? Was it, like, watching that specific streamer and you're like, he can do it, I could probably do it too? And also, you said y'all sound the same. That's kind of funny.
Well, I was really big into Fortnite at the time, and he was making Fortnite TikToks as well. But all of a sudden, like, my neighbors were posting. I saw him. It was funny because one day I was walking outside, and I see all these people dancing. Like, they set their phone up on our mailbox. And they all started dancing. I'm like, what are you guys doing? And then I go over there. I ruin the video. And I don't even care. And they all got mad at me. But I was like, what are you guys doing? And they go, oh, we're dancing on an app called TikTok. And ever since, they hate me now. But I don't care.
I wouldn't be you as a menace, bro. That's crazy.
That was funny. I ruined the video. But I found the app by doing that, so I'll take all credit for that.
Yeah, you discovered, hey, look, his neighbors hate the little neighbors. If you listen to this, he's a great person, all right? He may have fucked up the video back then, but it's for a great cause, because now he's Biggie at this point, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to y'all. Wait, so what they were doing Fortnite dances outside?
No, they were just dancing, because there's a bunch of, like, neighbors that doing girl dances.
Go ahead.
They were doing like the TikTok dance challenge or whatever. I don't know what that song is, that 21 song by whatever it is.
I think I know what you're talking about. Because I was about to say, bro, if I go outside, bro, and I see neighbors, if anybody lives near me, I'm not gonna say no names or nothing. Just know, if you see my face anywhere, right, know this: if I catch you doing Fortnite dances by my mailbox, I am ruining your video. I'm walking in, I'm kicking the phone down, I'm getting my mail, and I'm going back, like, bro. Because when you had to sit there doing dances, I'm like, I'm gonna Fortnite dance by my mailbox. You have one of those mailboxes that sits like in front of your house, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. That's
so they went on the street and just did it.
That's a little disrespectful.
They set the phone on there, went on the street, and just started dancing. I was like, "You guys are weird."
So. I thought the same thing, bro. Like, I know it's funny because we say that people who used to dance and do TikTok videos are weird. Now look at us. Yeah. Now we make TikToks all day.
Oh, I know.
So. I remember, I forgot who it was. There was this one girl I used to know. She was obsessed with doing TikTok videos. Just obsessed from start to finish. Start to finish. Always doing TikTok videos every time. I'm like, how do you enjoy doing this? I told myself, I would never download this app. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, Biggie got 1K on TikTok. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here pushing like 16. I'm about to schedule a TikTok in exactly an hour and 15 minutes. So it's like... But it's crazy to think, like, cause I'm just kind of glad we never fell into that era specifically, like the whole like dancing era.
Oh yeah,
the Renegade Challenge. Mm-hmm. Like, nah, we.
Oh gosh.
Hey,
seen that one before?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Hey, as long as we never fell into that trap, so it's all good. It's all good. But in terms of like uploading on other platforms, did you start on TikTok when you started like uploading like first ever Biggie video you remember? Was it on TikTok?
No, actually, it was actually, I made Fortnite videos before then.
Yeah, okay. Hey, like, by the way, for anybody wondering, my boy Biggie, he's like, he got like a 10KD on Fortnite, all right? He's him, you know what I'm saying? He's the human name, but you know what I'm saying? Hey, look, I saw a keyboard cam one time, I couldn't believe what I was seeing, bro. It was like 2x speed, he was moving. It's crazy, you know what I'm saying? So, we start off, okay, when we say Fortnite, we're talking like, just like... Like sweaty gameplay, like say, hey, I dropped this many kills and a win.
It was more of like montages and like challenge, etc. videos.
Got you. Okay.
Because that's when Fortnite, like this was during COVID, and that's when Fortnite was at its peak. Yeah.
A lot of people say, look, COVID gaming was top tier, bro.
I know. Yeah.
Top.
Can't beat it.
Top tier. Because. I know you've also seen this. I know this doesn't really affect you that much just because, at least with the content you produce now, it isn't revolved around one game in particular. But I know there's a lot of people, like, for example, with me, because I post Call of Duty a lot. So I see a lot of people that I know personally, they hate the new Warzone. So guess what they do? Stop uploading, stop streaming, stop doing absolutely everything. I know a decent amount of people that did that. And it's like, sometimes I would say... I don't blame them, but then I'm also just like, I like doing content so much to where it's like, bro, I just have to find a way to like just move around. It's like, I gotta find a way to like, yeah, the COVID juice was crazy because everybody was into gaming, but now it's like everybody's touching grass now. You know what I'm saying? The games aren't that magnificent anymore. You know, they're not like a lot of people were still playing a lot of the same games that we're playing since COVID. Like, we're talking Warzone, Fortnite, Apex. You know what I'm saying? Those are the same games everybody's been playing. Even people were playing Valorant during the pandemic, right?
I didn't have a PC during the pandemic, sadly, but well, not at that point in time, at least.
But like during that time, that was when like everybody was like, because think about it, like then, like how I mentioned, Fortnite, Apex, Warzone, people are still playing those same exact games now. Fortnite, same engine. I mean, they obviously changed the weapons, new skins, new updates, new everything. But still the same engine, still the same concept, the same objective that we've been doing for so many years. So I could kind of see why some people kind of get tired of it from time to time, but that makes sense. So first video, you said it wasn't on, was it a YouTube video you said?
It was a YouTube video.
YouTube video. Nice. So it was like little box fights and stuff like that and little song behind it and stuff like that.
Yeah. I used Share Factory for one video and then I ended up busting out my dad's old laptop and I got myself a flash drive and I didn't know and I found out you could like put your files, like your clips on your flash drive and put it on the computer and edit. I had like 1,300 clips. I was, yeah. I just clipped every kill I got. Like, yeah, I still have them. It's cool to look back at, though.
You know what's crazy?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad that you said that, because I thought I was the only person that knew how to do that in the world. That you can take a flash drive, plug it into your PlayStation, take the clips from Share Factory, from there, load them onto your flash drive, and then plug them into like a computer and then edit them. Yeah. I thought I was the only person that knew how to do that. I'm glad somebody else knew how to do that. Cause that was like defeated sauce. I'm like, bro, cause Share Factory was cool, but I got to a certain point where I hated doing Share Factory. It was just annoying. I just realized you were the only other person that I've known that took the shared clips from your PlayStation, put them onto a flash drive, and then edited them on your PC. What software did you use at first when you were editing?
I used, let me think, I have figured out. It was Filmora.
Filmora, I've heard of that. Yeah. I thought about using that. I don't know. I was addicted to Sony Vegas, so I just stuck with what I was familiar with. But okay. I like to hear that, because I had to ask as far as that. As far as like, what was the first pieces of content you were making? Because I think the first time you joined Team Havoc, I remember going to your stream. You were playing Fortnite, but I was like seeing like a lot, like you're streaming Fortnite, but then a lot of your content was on like a piece of tech equipment, like other forms of equipment. So I was like, I was a little confused. I was like, how come Biggie's playing like Fortnite? But I was watching him play Fortnite. I'm like, he's switching weapons and jumping. I'm like, hold on, this guy's a little bit of a sweat. Hold on, bro. So I knew in some way you had some like inclination on like being like uploading, or you probably had a point in time where you uploading like montages and clips and all that other stuff. Yeah. So for sure. Now in terms of like uploading videos, like let's say for example, because I know this has happened before where certain companies reach out to you, they send you a piece of equipment, and then bam, you know what I'm saying, make a video on that. How would you go about making those kinds of videos? Because everybody knows we can just throw some clips together and make a song behind it, but as far as like those videos, because I know you write a script for them and everything.
Yeah, so usually like either they'll email me or I'll end up emailing them, which that's totally okay, but obviously like you gotta live up to their, you gotta meet the standards if you email them. Or any video, honestly. I try to hold myself accountable to any video. But so whenever it comes to one of those, I either they'll email me like what they kind of want in that video, so I will try to find my own way to implement that into my kind of content.
Okay, so now that I mentioned prior to this that you were you had graduated high school. And I was going into college. We're going into college, right? Entirely up to you. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. What's your plan as far as like handling that with like content creation, streaming, and then schoolwork, in this case college, at the same time? Like what's the plan for that?
So I plan on we're gonna go back to the
Yes, That's my fault.
No, you're fine.
I forgot about that.
I'm sorry. Let's that question. We'll just cut all that out.
Yeah, we good. Don't worry.
All right. So when it comes to one of those videos, like it's one of the they'll send me either something that they want, and I have to try to implement it into my type of content, and or I can always find like an idea and I try to incorporate that and make that the best video I can. Involving what it is or what the product is, and then try to hopefully boost a couple of sales. So,
nice. Has the company ever reached out and said, "Hey, we love the video. This video has got us X amount of sales. We appreciate you." And then, like, has it been like an ongoing relationship?
There was one time where I've worked with a couple companies. There's one company, this wallet brand. I'm not gonna say what it was, but
I think I know what brand that is, just by one of the letters. I think I know.
Okay, yeah. I worked with them, and they liked the video so much that they wanted me to send that video to them, and so we posted it on their page, their TikTok. So it was super cool.
My boy Biggie on a company TikTok page. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So that's cool. Nice. All right.
Okay, now the next question I did want to mention, because you did say, like, if there are any videos that you have that sort of have, like, your own spin to them. one of them, which was one of the series I enjoyed the most from Biggie, this is Project 50. Alright. For anybody that does not know what Project 50 is, I think I've seen only one other person do them. But essentially, Project 50 is dedicating 50 days out of your life to vlogging your entire day from start to finish and making it into like a, in Biggie's case, he made it into like a TikTok format, which I think is the easiest way to do it because it's like somewhat of, I don't know why that's going off, but it's one of the easiest ways to like go about doing that, to where it's like sort of make it into like a vertical format, use your phone to have that like vertical 9x16 aspect ratio for recording, record the whole thing, and then bam, make a video. So Biggie,
yeah,
Walk us through Project 50. All right, where did the inspiration for this come from? What did you tell yourself? I'm finna do this. How the hell
can you? So I saw a bunch of creators doing it. I mean, my friends doing it, creators I've always looked up to and took inspiration from. And I was like, I'm gonna give it a shot and see how it goes. So I started out doing day one, and everyone obviously like it's gonna take a minute to like the momentum to pick up on that series.
Yeah.
Because I was so used to posting tech and my like TikTok algorithm was tech. So it was more to boost those. But obviously views were low on those videos at first.
Yeah.
And it's normal. It's going to change over time if people are commenting and enjoying the series. And so everyone started loving them near the end, which was super cool. And everyone loved the series. So it's cool. But it's just wake up, film, but the whole overall goal was just to improve your lifestyle by documenting it for 50 days, and I think it's worked really well because obviously my life has changed dramatically from that.
Nice.
So,
in what ways? Do you mind shedding some light?
Like going outside more. Not always sitting at my desk 24/7 working on videos or filming. I have more time to like, go outside and do stuff with friends and stuff like that.
Cause the thing, there was one other YouTuber. His name is DDG. You've heard of DDG before, right?
I think so. Yeah.
So there was one video he made, and he was saying, he said he misses doing YouTube for that exact reason you mentioned. Cause it's one of those things where it's like if you're not filming or like you're not filming like your everyday life, cause that's what he always did every single day. He just filmed his everyday life. But then he mentioned that now it's like he took a break or he took a pause from doing YouTube. Now he's like, I'm in the house a lot more now because he's like, filming made him like, all right, what can I do to make this vlog lit? If I sit in the house all day, the vlog's going to be blah. Like, I can't even make anything out of this. So it makes him like think of ideas to do, places to go, fun things to do, or just anything to add into the video. So it's almost like how you mentioned making those videos almost force you to have somewhat of an eventful day in any way, shape, or form. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad you're able to say that. I did notice that the episode started taking off. I think it was like 47 through like 50. Those really start taking off in like numbers.
Oh, I know.
Noticed that they started taking off. Ned,
me wishing it took off at one, but it's all right.
So, hey, look, it's all right. You know what I'm saying? It's
all right. It worked. I gained over 100 followers from that series, and the series garnered literally just about 50,000 views, which is honestly insane.
That's solid. That is very. Mm-hmm. We talking on one platform or all across?
Just TikTok.
Wow, just TikTok.
Yeah, and like 20,000 likes. So,
ooh, see, hey, that's some solid growth. Cause think about it, you posted. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, what are you gonna say? I'll say this after that.
I was gonna say, because you posted not only on just TikTok but Instagram and YouTube as well, and I think one of the shorts you posted like got like a decent amount of traction too. So think about it. That's the benefits of posting on all different platforms. Yeah. Multiple chances.
And obviously, there was a lot of like, wasn't any risk really involved? I mean, there kind of was because I risked a lot of sleep during that challenge. I was still in school in this part. Like it was literally March, so I still had a whole another month of school. I started like March 8th and got done like April 25th or something like that. Don't correct me, but okay.
It's all right though, you know what I'm saying?
For someone still being in high school, I mean, I was up till like 1 a.m. every night editing that, because like those obviously were edited, you could tell, just because they weren't like your typical film, like boring all day. So yeah,
it's crazy thing, because I'm not gonna lie, I graduated in 2019, all right, but sometimes I really think back and I'm like, I don't know how you guys accomplished, like, how many class periods do you have in a day? Question.
Well, I had 4 this year because I go to work half the day, but it was, I mean, I still stayed after school till like 3:30. I didn't get to work on any videos after that, but.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if we're talking like a full day, probably like when you were a junior or something like that, how many class periods?
Yeah. 8.
Sometimes I'll be thinking, I have no idea how we managed to stay in 8 classes for one whole day. I don't know how y'all do that. I'm not even going to lie to you. I have no idea how you guys do it. Now, probably just because college classes are maybe, I don't want to say more difficult, but like each one is like an hour. So it's like I'll have one class throughout the day, and then I'm like, all right, I'm doing classes for like the rest of the week, even though it's just one class. But it's like you took 8 in one day, and then it's like you have this like random lunch at the middle of the day. And I ain't gonna lie, my high school lunch, probably the worst lunch out of like all 3 levels of school. And so it was just like, just like, man, like I used to be hungry throughout the whole day and still doing all the classes. So yeah, salute to everybody that's still in high school. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how you guys do it, but don't worry, when you go to college, you know what I'm saying, you take one class and you're even more tired. It's okay. Do you have any other projects planned, like similar to like Project 50, or do you have anything like along the lines that require that much dedication?
I would like to do like a summer series, but nice. I really want to take like what I've learned from Project 50 and take it over to YouTube, for like vlogs instead, if that makes sense. But like obviously I'll still do, hopefully every so often, do like lifestyle videos here and there. But I mean, it's hard to do another series right back to back after you do one for 50 days, because obviously that was brutal for some people, because 50 days is a lot. I've seen people do 30 days, but 50 days is just not 20 days added on to that. So
yeah, I mean, in 50 days straight of like, I know there's gonna be one day where you're just like, dude, I just want to sleep, but you're like, dude, I need a video. You're like, I need a video. Yeah. I need a video. I want to go
sleep. There was one day I woke up with a headache, but I still filmed and I pushed through it. So
it's high as gotta be, you know what I'm saying? It's high as gotta be, because you made that commitment to yourself, you know what I'm saying? At that point, you're lying to yourself, you know what I'm saying? You lie to anybody else, lie to anybody, but never lie to yourself. Always gotta do that. Always gotta make that dedication to yourself, no matter what.
Awesome. True.
Awesome, awesome, okay. Yeah. So, I did also mention that you do stream. Originally, when I first started watching you, or when you first joined Team Havoc, you were streaming on Twitch. But now we're on Kick with the streams, all right? It's no longer TTV. Now. It's no longer TTV Biggie at the moment. I'm talking kick.com/Biggie, all right? Now, question.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm not going to lie to everybody that's on Twitter. Some people be saying they like it for the community aspect. Some of them are lying, let's be honest. But for you, I want to know, from somebody who made that transfer, what was your like strong reasoning for transferring platforms? I want to hear your reasonings, and you can be honest. You can be honest.
Part of it was, obviously this is probably one of the most people switched over, and obviously it's a big reason for me, I'm not gonna lie, but definitely the revenue split. That's just something for everybody. I feel like, and I'm sure everyone can agree with me, that's one of the main reasons. But I was reading an article the other day, and I'm gonna say, if like Twitch did this, so Kick offers that 95-5 split, while Twitch offers 50-50. But I was reading an article the other day, it said, what if Twitch just changed it to 95-5? You know what I mean? Like, it could randomly, everyone would just go back to Twitch.
That's true.
But that's why I feel like Kick's still developing, but it's something to try, and obviously it's a ginormous risk that I took with my community, because I lost about 800 followers, but I'll always have Twitch in the end. Like, I can always go back to it.
Yeah, the platform's still there, so I wouldn't secondly say that you lost it, but it's just one of those things to where it's like we now like sort of switched over to Kick instead. I'm glad you mentioned the sub split, because I'm not gonna lie, I can't tell you how many times people are like, I love Kick because of the refreshing community aspect, and I'm like, bruh, you know damn well you just like the 95-5 split. Because
I'm gonna be honest, it's just what's best for me and the brand, you know what I mean? You gotta do what's best for you at the end of the day, and I mean, it's just like, just do what's best for you, don't worry about anybody else other than you and your brand. So,
because you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, we got to pay for the microphones, we got to pay for these headsets, we got to pay for the chairs if we decide to rage and break them, we got to pay for these controllers if we throw these controllers because we're having a bad day on a video game, we got to pay for them. So it's like, at the end of the day, like, I understand if somebody makes that switch, mm-hmm. but
I got to pay for car insurance over here.
My boy being paying for car insurance.
Yeah.
No, man, but definitely, man, to anybody who does, like, I don't mind if you're just honest. I really don't mind if you're honest, but just don't lie and say it's some refreshing community aspect when it's really not. A majority of the people that come from there, like, transfer over anyways. So,
yeah,
it's just one of those things, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm glad you mentioned it. I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah. Most of the people that were on your Twitch, they transferred over, right?
Yes. And obviously, like, if they didn't, obviously, that's one of the, like, things that you might lose.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, like, they'll always be on your socials, hopefully. And if they don't want to download Kick, then that's obviously, don't ever, like, try to get them to. I mean, it's nice to try to get them to, but just let them do what they want.
It's up to them.
Yeah. And, yeah, so.
Because I know some people view Kick as, like, some, like, third-party off-brand, like, thing. So when you introduce it to them, they're like, because I'm not going to lie, I think I posted it one time on my story on Instagram, and I was like, should I make a Kick streaming account? People were like, what the hell is Kick? I'm like, I thought more people knew about this. But then it's like, they check it out. Some people say, oh, it's trash. This thing's just knock off Twitch, da-da-da-da. Which technically, the interface low-key is bar for bar with Twitch.
That
like,
is true. Yeah.
Just with green. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I mean, the Twitch layout works really well. Twitch layout works really well. So I could kind of see why they basically stole the interface of it. You know what I'm saying? That's not taking inspiration at that point. That's stealing. They just took it bar for bar. And that's no insult to them. But it's something that definitely worked. So you did say that obviously since it's a newer platform, you're just gonna be experimenting with it just to make sure like everything's good. Nice. I'm not gonna lie. I kind of laughed because I saw somebody.
Let me just put caution tape up.
put like yellow tape around. Like I'm doing a podcast.
Yeah.
You good? Everything good?
I think so.
I think so.
All right, we're good. All right.
At any point in time, just say something. That we good. You feel free to say something. Good.
Let's see what's going on.
Nice. Okay. So my next question, right? Next topic I kind of want to get into, in terms of somebody wanting to be like a newer content creator, let's say somebody came into your stream and is like, yo, Biggie, I like how you're consistent. You know what I'm saying? The Project 50 motivated me. I like how you're consistent with streaming. What can I do? Let's say he's like 10 years old right now. He's like, bro, I want to be Biggie. Okay. I want to be Biggie. You know what I'm saying? Well, what blueprint would you give this 10-year-old? He's like, I want to be a content creator as well. What would you tell him?
Honestly, just post what you enjoy at the end of the day. That's all that matters. And obviously, I've always kept this with me is no matter what you post, no matter how good or bad the video is, there's going to be somewhere out there in the world that will like your content.
That actually is true because sometimes, have you ever posted a video and you're like, told yourself, I don't think this is not one of the best videos I've posted, and it just takes off.
Plenty times.
It'd be a video you put like 10 minutes of editing into.
Yeah.
Like 10K. You're like, all right, I'm not mad at it. But then the video you spent four hours for 3 days straight doing, it flops and it kind of hurts your heart a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We don't want like fully get paid from views, but it's like you look at it and you're like, damn. Just thinking back, like all the work, all the times you were sweating, you were tired at night when you're trying to do it, and you look at it and it's like 10 views after like 16 hours. You're like, fuck. I'm not gonna lie. Okay, now even with just streaming as well, what advice would you give for that?
You don't need the fanciest camera, the fanciest gear, the fanciest PC, mouse, keyboard, whatever. Like, I mean, if you can go live, if you have the ability to, like, just go live. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need all this fancy equipment to be a streamer. Like, it's something that you obtain through doing something that you love and your skill. Exactly. So, and,
yeah,
like,
you get paid for that skill. People pay money for that skill. So, it's like, over time, you know what I'm saying? You
start it builds up, yeah.
It builds up. You start taking that money, put it into your equipment. Because for anybody watching, what camera do you use for your face cam? Because I don't think people know.
I use a GoPro Hero 8 Black with a cam link to my PC with an HDMI cord. But yeah.
So and how much was this GoPro, by the way?
The whole entitled setup is like 500.
Oh, now question. So the camera, it's because the whole setup you said was 500, but like the camera itself, yes. Like somebody wants just the camera. How much is that?
That camera is like 300 now, mm-hmm. I think. So yeah.
Yeah, because I want people to understand that like you don't need. I'm not gonna lie, you're still gonna have to spend some sort of money. But you don't need the greatest camera of all time. You don't need some like giant like $2,000 camera just to record yourself playing video games. That's not the case. Because anybody wondering, this face cam is an iPhone 8. Since the day I started creating content on my face cam, this is an iPhone 8. This iPhone 8 has been in the same spot from start to finish the whole time. And it's like, I didn't even have to buy it. It was just one of the phones that I had prior to this. So it's just like, bam, just threw it up, hooked it up, connected it to the PC. I have like a certain software. It's called Camo Studio. I hook it up with that. That way it like communicates with the phone and the PC. We got the whole thing running and stuff like that. So like I said, I just throw a phone up there. And when I tell most people it's an iPhone, they're like, what? No way. But it's like, yeah, one of the benefits to this is like the focusing. Like I could just put my phone up and then bam, focus is back 100%. Onto me. You know,
and like phone cameras have improved so much over the years now.
So much.
It's like you can make them look like DSLR cameras.
Exactly. Because I know some people that are content creators, the one thing that's annoying is like the SD cards, the lenses, the recording. You got to make sure you're recording.
Tell me about it.
All kinds of stuff. But it's iPhone just throw it up with a cable and bam, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So for just depending, to anybody who's a content creator out there, depending on what you do, you may or may not need that advanced of a camera. Honestly, I'll tell you that right now. You probably don't need that crazy of a camera, because for the most part, you probably just need just a phone realistically, because the phone has a camera. And honestly, there are a lot of other phones that like, because the back camera for most phones, solid 1080p 60fps. Yeah. That's probably what you're going to be using to record them anyways. So you could probably spend like $300, maybe $200 on an iPhone, a used iPhone that has like a working camera, throw it up and then use it for whatever content you want to, but still have your main phone that you have. Because I have an 8 Plus sitting up there, but I still have like my 11 that actually uses my actual phone. So it's nice to have both. It's nice to have both. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. And I used to use my camera as my face cam at one point.
Well, what camera was that in particular?
It was an iPhone 7 Plus.
I see. Hey. So. 7 Plus is basically like the 8 Plus, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I think it's like the home buds are different, but oh well. ain't that much of a difference. Now, the one question I wanted to bring up, all right? I didn't write this down, but it's entirely off topic. I almost forgot this question, all right? Now, Biggie.
All right, what's up?
Got to talk to us, all right? You got to talk to us real quick, all right?
All right.
What is up with this Pepsi addiction? Every episode of Project 50, you have consumed a Pepsi. Every single video. Okay. We need to know.
So, every Project 50, I went mostly to the Circle K. If not, yeah. So, I actually have like this. Nobody knows. I haven't really. I'm doing a video on this, so stay tuned on this. And I probably will film at the Circle K for this, which hopefully they don't get mad. But I have this Circle K subscription thing that I pay $10 a month. And I can go every day, like once a day. I can get any like coffee, soda, slushy, and like get one every day, any size, for $10 a month. And so yeah, it's like super cool and like easy to, I guess. Let me see how much I've saved real quick. But yeah, with this subscription, I've saved so much money.
So essentially, you just have a subscription. You can go there whenever you want to.
Pretty much correct. Yeah. I'm trying to.
Bro, I never knew that existed. Hold on. I never knew that existed. That might be a cheat code, low key. Because think about it.
Like,
if you get one soda a week or every weekday, let's say you pay like $2 or something, that's already $10 for 1 week. And if you go there often, like multiple times a week, it's just $10. You just get whatever you want. Well, in terms of like a drink, so to speak. It's just drinks, right?
Yeah, drinks,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was about to say.
If it was food, I'd get food too, trust me.
Yeah, if it was food, I'm like, hey, they might have to cancel the subscription.
Food's
just because
food at the end of the day.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm exploiting that like a freaking, like a glitch, bro. I'm exploiting that, dude, if it was food. You say you were checking, like, the numbers?
Yeah, let me look. Okay, I just got logged in. So, like, in total, how much do you think I've saved on this program?
How long have you been subscribed? Let me see.
A couple months. So, like, probably, like, 8 months.
8 months? All right, so let me do the math real quick, all right? You're up north, so more than likely, stuff's going to be slightly more pricey. So, let's say you're paying at least $2. All right, for the Pepsi, right? Mm-hmm. And you're more than likely going to go at least every weekday, at least. All right, every weekday, right? So two times five, right? You spend $10 in about a week, right? It's about 4 weeks in every month. So multiply that times four. And then you said 8 months times eight. I got 320.
Oh, geez. Okay, not that much.
Oh, no, not that much. Okay. No,
okay,
but,
no, okay. Okay, I must not have been wrong. So in total, I've saved $146.97.
That's still money, though. You know what I'm saying? That's still money. You know what I'm saying? We can do a lot with $100. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And there we go. Yep. There we go.
So, yeah, that's the secret of why I go every time. And I don't really have to pay. I pay $10 a month. So it's like I pay that payment. Then I get 30 drinks if I really want to every day. Or one drink every day.
I was about to say, I'm like, because I'm like, how much money is Biggie spending on these Pepsis? And I'm like, every time, like, I'll talk to Mike and he's like, dude, why is Biggie always drinking a Pepsi every single episode of this at Project 50? And it's Chicago's the same thing. He's like, dude, this guy's always drinking Pepsis. Like, how does he do it, bro? And I'm like, there's got to be something that he's doing that's like just, there's got to be something. And I'm like, okay, there we go. So we got the secret sauce. So, hey, if you're.
Yeah, so it's a subscription. So.
So if you're a fellow Pepsi addict like Mr. Biggie, hey, go hit Circle K up, pay $10 a month, go there as much as you want to. Call it a day.
I hate to say it, I'm drinking Pepsi.
He's drinking one right now. Oh my gosh. He has one right now. No way.
Not sponsored though.
Hey, now imagine a Pepsi sponsor. Hey, that'd be
okay. Oh my gosh.
Okay, all right. You're good.
All right, well. So
So last question I didn't want to ask, because actually no, before that. I have one more question prior to that. Do you have any future projects in mind, like anything that you want to shed a little bit of light on? Like, hey, I got this cooking up on the pot. You know what I'm saying? I got this on the way. Do you have anything like planned for the future at all? I know. I mean, obviously you do, but like anything like in the near future you mind sharing?
Well, I haven't said anything yet about this, but I might be working with the Circle K in the future. I'm trying to plan some stuff out.
Okay.
I think that'd be super cool. It might become a partner there, which I don't know if I'd. Yeah, so.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, once they figure out who Biggie is, bro.
Goal. I want to become a partner, so yeah.
Nah, Circle K car. Dude, imagine like you're streaming and you have like this little Circle K, like as an overlay above your face cam.
Oh, I know, yeah.
They'd be like, bro, how'd you get that? Da 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 da, bro. Come on. It's the certification, you know what I'm saying? Instant certification.
Yeah. It was one day that. That last day on Project 50, I recorded. I literally had my tripod set up in the gas station.
No,
the lady looks at me and it was like, "Oh my!" I was like, "Sorry about that."
he was looking at you like, "What the hell is this guy doing in here, bro?" He probably thinks you're like a CIA agent or some shit. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
And that's the thing, like, if you're a content creator and you want to make lifestyle videos. You can don't be afraid to film like in public. Like
you're gonna look weird. Yeah, you're just gonna.
It's gonna look weird. Like trust me. Like I've obviously during Project 50, I filmed a lot in public. But if you don't film in public, then it's not gonna be as exciting in the end. Because getting out there and showing what you do is probably super cool to look at and document.
Because showing somebody, because look, one thing people really got to understand is, like, you set that example. So when you do it, right, somebody else may be like, damn, he recorded in, like, a gas station, had the whole thing set up. But that's something he may have been scared to do. But he sees Big E do it, and like, he's a little more comfortable doing it now, regardless of what happens. Because he's like, I know
someone out there is doing it. I was frightened. Someone's going to take the camera. Just run off.
No, that'd be hilarious. Filming Project. I could imagine it now. Like Project 50 day, like 47 or something like that. And then you're just recording you, like grabbing something out of like one of the fridges. And some dude just takes the camera. You just see his face running with the camera. You get the camera back. Nah, that'd be crazy. That would be one crazy lit episode for Project 50. I'm not even going to lie.
I don't know if there would have been a Project 50 with the camera.
Whole thing ends with the camera. No, that'd be hilarious, bro. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah. You see all the clips and be like, yeah, that'd be funny.
He's just looking at all the clips, man. He's just seeing Project 50 every single episode. My boy got the leaked files and stuff.
Yeah. But
last question. Well, actually, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what I was going to say. I forgot.
Okay. All good. But last question I do ask. You usually ask this to everybody that's on this episode or on the podcast in general. Who would you want to see on the next episode of the One Shot Podcast? Do you have any creators in mind?
See?
Any solid contenders, you know what I'm saying? Let me know who's stepping up to the plate.
I'm trying to think. I would like to see... Let me think. How about, it's going to be hard, Giddy.
Get Giddy on there?
Yes, I think Giddy does. Yeah, I think he should be on there.
We don't have an episode with Giddy. Okay, all right, we do not have an episode with Giddy. I need, because he graduated too. He graduated as well.
Yeah.
Everybody
in the comments, let me know if you want Giddy in the podcast.
Let us know. Yeah. Let us know. Everybody knows it's Team Havoc Studios on all socials. You can let us know. Be like, hey, Giddy for president. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to know what you're talking about. Giddy for president. Yeah. You know, see, we'll get him on there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So we got Giddy. Because we don't have an episode with Giddy. So we got Giddy. You got anybody else on top of that?
I don't know at the moment. But
All good.
The comments can help out.
I take all recommendations. I take all reasonable recommendations. It don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter. Yeah. But usually I ask that just because it sort of like almost helps with the flow of the next episode. Somebody may say one thing, and then we reach out to that person. That's a new episode. And then bam, 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 bam. And it's automatic. It's somewhat easier because it's like that person has already been on the podcast. And if I message somebody that they recommended, they may talk with that person and be like, oh, yeah, I was just on that episode of the podcast. And then boom, 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 boom. And it's just like, just constant flow episodes, you know what I'm saying? We got Pops walking through for the one time, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. The power of editing, you know what I'm saying? If you get frustrated at all, just remember the power of editing, you know what I'm saying? It's all
good. Yeah.
It's all good.
Love doing that. Love putting a little bored face on it. So, yeah.
For sure. So, Mr. Big E, we are wrapping up this episode of the One Shot Podcast. Everybody who tuned in, I thank you to I think everybody who made it this far into the One Shot Podcast. Once again, we got the biggest E. We ain't talking about no smalls. I ain't talking about no big pop. We talking the biggest E out of the U.S. We talking Big E here himself. We got that boy on the podcast right here and right now. Big E, go and shout out some of your socials. Where can they find you outside of this?
Well, if you go to my TikTok page, at biggie23.tv, there's a link in my bio and it can just get you to every social ever. So either on any of my platforms, there might be linked in the description. I don't know what they are, but yeah,
go ahead, you know what I'm saying? And if anybody's confused, go type biggie23 on TikTok. You're gonna find him. You're gonna see an episode of Project 50. Go make sure you my phone keeps ringing. But make sure you drop a like on every single one of the episodes for Project 50. Go show that boy Biggie some love and everything, man. Show that boy some love. You know what I'm saying? He may do another one. Who knows? He may do another one. He may
got something cool planned, so yeah, I'm excited. So.
No, I'm saying stay tuned for anything that he has planned. Make sure you follow him on all the other social media platforms as well. If you type Biggie23, you're probably going to find him on Twitch, Kick, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, possibly Twitter as well. But yeah. Once again, to everybody who tuned in this far, make sure you check out Team Havoc Studios on the rest of our social media platforms. Like I said, it's Team Havoc Studios on all the social media platforms. Make sure you follow us on Spotify to get tuned into the next episode of the One Shot Podcast, or when this one drops specifically, you're probably going to know if you got the notifications on and you follow us. So, Biggie, do you have any final thoughts for anybody who is listening to this far into the podcast?
Be sure to like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. Drop the follows. It's your boy Ranks. It's Biggie. We out of here. Catch on the next episode. We out of here. Peace.